In March of 2021, Tony Hernandez, a former Honduran congressman, was sentenced to life in prison by a U.S. federal court over weapons and drug trafficking charges.
No es un presidente.
Es un delincuente.
The news sent shockwaves across Honduras. Tony Hernandez, after all, is the brother of Honduran president Juan Orlando Hernandez. For many, it was evidence enough that Honduras was under the control and leadership of a family who, for years, had been rumored to use violence and corruption to transform the country into what many now consider to be a narco state.
In the case of the president, in the case of Juan Orlando Hernandez, all he has to do is answer one simple question. Did you not know that your brother was trafficking arms and cocaine into the United States? You were the president. You were the most informed person in the country, at least in theory. You didn't know?
Juan Orlando Hernandez became president of Honduras in 2013. And in 2017, he would go on to win a second term in office, despite a constitutional prohibition against re-election and under what international monitoring missions characterized as questionable circumstances.
In the 8 years President Juan Orlando Hernandez has been in power, political observers argue his government has led a dismantling of democratic institutions and the siphoning of public funds for the political gain of the ruling National Party.
One of the most recent and emblematic cases of fraud and corruption under the watch of President Hernandez is the case of the mobile COVID-19 hospitals. Using the pandemic as a pretext, the government made a purchase of 7 so-called mobile COVID care units at a cost of more than $60 million. Dr. Carlos Umaña, president of the Honduran Association of Medical Professionals, tells Al Jazeera the case is one of the biggest scams ever pulled by the government and directly resulted in the deaths of hundreds, if not thousands, of Honduran citizens.
It's a crime against humanity. When you rip off an entire population that needed health care, when you steal public funds, when you look at this and see how our people died in the streets and in the triage centers over a lack of oxygen, it definitely amounts to a crime against humanity. And someday, those who did this will have to pay the consequences.
According to national human rights groups, the poverty rate in Honduras has also grown significantly during the Hernandez administration, in turn leading to a historic exodus of migrants fleeing to the United States. And as general elections draw near, the challenges of improving conditions in Honduras are becoming ever more apparent.
The new government, whoever wins, is going to inherit an extremely difficult situation economically, with the health crisis, obviously the pandemic, with the economy, trying to rebuild the trust of investors, not only foreign but also nationals, and of course, rebuilding all this legal framework which has been destroyed, has been debilitated in an extreme manner by these last 8 years of Juan Orlando Hernandez.
For his part, President Hernandez has maintained his innocence, instead touting how his government has reduced the national homicide rate and made strides in combating drug trafficking. Public policy experts, however, argue that turning Honduras into one of the most corrupt countries in the world will ultimately be Juan Orlando Hernandez's true lasting legacy. Manuel Rapalo, Al Jazeera, San Pedro Sula, Honduras.